Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hello again and welcome to another brand new edition of Clan Chat, the official podcast of Glasgow Clan, bringing you exclusive interviews from behind the scenes at the club. I'm Craig Anderson and this week we'll look back at the crazy game at the weekend that saw Clan not quite get that 9th straight win as Coventry Blaze won 8-6 on Sunday night, and we hear from coach Zach Fitzgerald from that one. It's a bit Matt Haywood testimonial centric this week as we speak to the Clan captain himself about what's been happening with his big season and tells us what it's been like in the locker room right now. We catch up with former Clan coach Ryan Finnerty, who was announced as returning for Matt's big game in February, and as luck would have it, tells us more about his Manchester Storm team who come to Glasgow this Sunday. Plus, it's the one you were all excited about when he was announced earlier in the week, and I'm pleased to say Chris Frank joins us on the show to talk about his involvement in Matt's testimonial and how he's hoping Dobbs goes easy on him in February. All that and a Clan conundrum too. You're listening to Clan Chat.
Hey, Purple Army, Fitzy here. Welcome to the podcast. Enjoy.
As we always do, we start with a Clan conundrum, giving you the chance to test your Clan knowledge. And because Zach Fitzgerald is taking his team to Dundee on Saturday to face the Stars, we thought we'd take this week's question there. Jack Musil recently returned to action after a spell out injured, and in his Clan career last season picked up a total of 11 points in the League and Challenge Cup, made up of 5 goals and 6 assists. Our question is, how many of those 11 points did he pick up against the Dundee Stars in games against them last season? Answer to come at the end of the show.
I'm Nolan Laporte and you're listening to Clan Chat.
Well, it wasn't to be as Glasgow Clan remained on 8 straight wins as the unbeaten run came to an end on Sunday in the weekend's only game, the 8-6 loss to Coventry Blaze. In many ways it was a strange game, and for the Blaze it completed a 4-point weekend for them in Scotland following on from their victory in Dundee on Saturday. For Clan, no record breakers this time. Matt Haywood put the home side in front, but that was cancelled out by Luke Ferrara in 8 minutes. Mathieu Roy restored the lead only for Evan Bloodoff to level things up again for Danny Stewart's team. But by the end of the first, further goals from Scott Pitt and Mikael Lidhammer had Glasgow 4-2 up, but you just had the feeling it wasn't going to end there. Within 6 minutes of the restart, Coventry were level as Andrew Johnson and Dylan Lawrence netted, but Rasmus Bjerrum put another on the board to make it 5-4. 9 goals weren't enough for this contest, and it was only in the last 10 minutes that we saw a flurry of goals that ultimately swung things in the favour of the visitors as Ross Venus equalised, followed by Johnson getting his second to put Coventry ahead. Blaze made it 7-5 through Johnny Curran just when Clan found a way back through Roy with his second just over 3 minutes to go. Blaze killed the game off immediately after the restart with Ferrara's second to confirm the points. The record wasn't to be, but it didn't stop Clan coach Zach Fitzgerald lavish praise on his team for their performances in the last few weeks, as he summed up what he saw from his team after the game on Sunday.
Oh, it was a bit of a weird game. I think we got away from our game a little bit. It's hard to play against a team that they're kind of cheating, just throwing the puck out of the zone and trying to catch our D. It's really hard to play against. You know, it's when you try and stick to your systems and play that way, it's tough. But there were some crazy bounces both ways. A couple of their goals and a couple of ours even, a couple of crazy bounces. So, but you know what, that's hockey. It's a game of millimeters and mistakes and lucky bounces and puck luck and things like that. So I think we got away from, like I said, we got away from our game a little bit. You know, it's a high scoring game, a little bit run and gun, but you know, it is what it is.
What's the overriding feeling in the locker room? You see the guys, they're ashen faced in there, they're disappointed obviously. What is the overall feeling in there?
Yeah, I mean, obviously they're disappointed for sure, but at the same time, 8 out of 9 is great. There's nothing to be disappointed about there. I'm still really proud of the guys. I think that, you know, they should be proud of themselves. 8 out of 9, that's amazing. You know, that's a great thing. It's a little bit of a reality check. That's all it is. You know, it's not going to just come easy. It's a hard game to play. If everybody won every night, we probably wouldn't have a game. You know, it's not easy to do. So, yeah, they're disappointed. It's going to sting for a little bit. It's going to burn, but hopefully it's adding fuel to the fire for the next one.
What can you take from this game, if anything, and what will you look at more closely going to the next game?
I think, you know, just making sure that we stick to us. You know, we've done that for the most part this season. We've worried about how we're going to play, not so much the other team. I think having one game this weekend, there was, you know, all sorts of focus on one team. And, you know, like I mentioned before, sometimes it's tough to defend that type of play. But I think, you know, overall, we played okay. We got away from our, you know, the way we've been doing things, the little things that have brought success here and there. But at the same time, we did a lot of good things. You know, we're shooting the puck a lot. We were getting to the net. We found ways to score. A lot of different scenarios tonight. And, you know, just kind of look at those and relook at them and try to rebuild the guys up and get their confidence back and work on some things over the week. And that's how she goes.
Is this a game where you maybe learn more about your team from this solitary game compared to maybe the eight before it?
I think they learn more about themselves. You know, I think, you know, like I said, it's a reality check. I think, you know, it's tough going. It's not going to be easy every night. And we've done really well at home. I thought the crowd was really good tonight. And I thought, you know, they gave some energy at times. And I thought that we made some of our own energy here and there. And I thought, you know, like I mentioned, we did some things that have brought us success, but we've got away from a little bit. And that happens. You know, you're going so steady for so long and, you know, you're kind of floating on a cloud and everything's great and dandy, but, you know, you run into a team like that and, you know, things don't go your way, and that's all right.
Matt Becker missed the game again tonight. What's the latest with him? And Scott Tansky missed the game tonight. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's not a lot to say about that. Hopefully they're back as soon as possible. You know, it's kind of day-to-day for each of them.
I'm Scott Tansky from the Glasgow Clan, and you're listening to the Clan Chat.
Clan coach Zach Fitzgerald on the back of Sunday's defeat to Coventry Blaze. This week, Clan go to Dundee Stars on Saturday for their first league meeting of the season, then return for another Sunday game when Manchester Storm come to Brayhead Arena. We'll hear from Storm coach Ryan Finnerty a little later when he talks about his team and his involvement in Matt Haywood's testimonial, which brings me nicely to our first guest on this week's podcast. The man himself has been working feverishly along with wife Jenny in getting preparations ready for his big night on Tuesday the 4th of February, and we've now got three players confirmed as returning. I caught up with him earlier this week to talk about what's been happening with the team on the back of that loss to Coventry, the names that are returning, but I started by asking how things have been going generally with the organisation of the testimonial.
Yeah, it's going fantastic. Obviously, we've just had the race night there, and I don't really know what to say about that. It was a really, really fun night. I'm sure everyone has seen videos, and the people who were there seem to really enjoy themselves, so that's good. Everything's going great so far. I think my sponsorship team's working away there and doing well. So, yeah, obviously very exciting. And of course, we've just announced a player. So
we have indeed. And we'll talk about him in just a second. But just back to the race night, another good night, another big turnout as well. Again, that must make you feel a bit humble that so many people have come out for such a great thing.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, like you say, it's a great feeling to know that the fans are really getting behind and supporting me, and obviously, it's just it's a humbling. Like I say, it's very humbling because I feel like we've all been on this journey together, and it's one of the most humbling things seeing a room full of people there just for you, and also most of the guys, pretty much all the guys, were there showing their support, which is good. And hopefully it was a good bit of fun, and we had a good few bets and a good couple of drinks and a good few laughs.
Yeah, showing their support and showing their horse racing skills as well. Not quite what I'd imagined until I saw the pictures.
Well, Lyndon Spring has grown up around horses, I think, on the farm, so he knows how to get them going.
Excellent stuff. And you also announced Ryan Finnerty last Friday as well during the race night. Good to have him on board. Did he take much persuading?
No, it didn't take much persuading, but I took a while to get a video and a good picture out of him. I'm sure you've seen a tweet that he did send me. And I think he'd be first to admit it wasn't his finest work.
We've got Ryan on this podcast talking about how much he's looking forward to being a part of it and being involved. And he said some nice things about you from your time together. What's it like going to be like having him on your side again?
Yeah, it's going to be really, really fun because obviously I've never actually played with Finner. I've only ever played against him or been coached by him. So it's going to be fun to see if he practices what he preaches. And I'm pretty sure that the fans will give him a bit of a hard time, but it'll be in jest and he'll take it. And obviously it'll be all in good spirits. And just give him a couple of boos. I think everyone will be happy.
And well, we're on subject of players coming back. Chris Frank's coming back, which has delighted a lot of the Clan fans, going by the reaction so far. How delighted are you to get Chris to come back and take part?
Yeah, I've actually been really surprised. Everyone I have contacted so far has been 100% willing and wanted to come back, and Chris is no exception. He's a huge, huge character that was a big part of our very successful period, and I'm just delighted that he's coming back, and he's actually bringing his wife Gemma and his now two kids over. I think they're going to make a bit of a trip about it to see Gemma's family in Wales and stuff. So, yeah, I'm beyond excited, and it's going to be a good fun. Hopefully he doesn't get suspended.
Yeah, we'll have to make sure Dops isn't working that night, but we'll have a word with the league and see what
we
can...
Yeah, we'll just turn the cameras off.
Yeah, we'll just sort that one out. But yeah, but it just shows you, these guys, as you say, they've played a big part in your career through one way or another as well. How is the whole thing coming together when it comes to players? Without revealing anything, of course, we don't want any little slip-ups here as we chat.
Yeah, I've got to be careful what I say. No, it's obviously really good. They're all very willing, and they're all seem super excited to come. The hardest part is actually getting them to book and actually sit down and do it, because you know what hockey guys are like. They say they'll do it and they won't actually do it, because it involves a bit of work, so they're a bit lazy and whatever. So I feel like I'm the mum sometimes, and I'm like, have you done this yet? Have you done your homework yet? But it's coming together, and a couple more announcements. I think we're planning one next week, and he's going to have some big news about ticket sales in the game, so keep your eyes peeled for that one.
There we go, folks. That's one for you listeners. Keep your eye out on that one next week as well. So let's turn things to how things are going currently in the Clan team as we speak. We're just a few days after the Coventry game on Sunday, the 8-6 loss. Bit of a strange game, I thought, watching it. What was it like to play in?
Yeah, I think it was one of those games that, as a neutral fan, if it was the first time you ever watched hockey, you would think it was the craziest sport ever, and it just seemed like every chance they had, they scored, and obviously we scored six. But we're obviously very disappointed to lose, and to lose that streak. We felt it was a game we could have won, but it wasn't through a lack of effort. It was just one of those games where everything, like I say, everything was going in, and it was just one of those shootouts.
We've seen the team come together so well in the 8-game run leading up to the game in Coventry, and the coach, Zach Fitzgerald, as you probably saw, remain proud of you guys and the effort you've put in. As captain, do you share the same sentiment?
Yeah, I'm super proud of this group of guys. I know every single time you interview people, they always say, oh, this is such a great group of guys, but this is genuinely one of the best group of guys, if not the best group of guys. There's not one bad guy in there that I would single out, pick out, or anything. That every single guy is a fantastic human being, and they really are buying in to everything we're doing, and it's a pleasure to be called their captain, and it, actually my job's been pretty easy so far.
This weekend, couple of games coming up. You start in Dundee on Saturday. I dare say there might be a little bit of revenge in mind for the opening weekend, the two heavy losses as well. How much are the guys pumped to get back on the horse, as it were, and get back into winning ways?
Yeah, we want to show that last week's defeat was just a bit of a blip. We definitely have that in mind, that Dundee beat us pretty heavily, like you say, at the start of the season. But I think we're a totally different team now. We know our identity. We know our identity, and we're definitely switched on, and we'll be ready to go this week. And I'm sure two totally different teams. Dundee, like you say, play a lot like Coventry, very run and gun, and very opportunistic, and they will take the chances. They're very good offensively. Manchester are a bit more chip and chase and very well structured, like every Ryan Finnerty team is. And obviously, like, two different types of games, but we're more than prepared for both. We've been working all week on on both scenarios, and boys are feeling confident for this weekend, yeah.
Just thinking that you're talking about two teams that haven't been able to build up any consistent run yet, and it was the same as Coventry last week. You know, they can win a game, lose a game, win a couple, then lose a couple. How do you prepare for teams like that?
Well, I think anyone can go on those runs in this league now, Craig. I think anyone can beat anyone on any given night. You've seen that already this year, so I think you've got to be ready every game. And if you're not, you're probably going to lose if you don't come ready to play. So I think the most consistent team's going to win this year, and it's definitely not going to be like seasons past where one or two teams run away with it. I think it's going to be a very well contested league this year.
And finally, as we say, we're talking about the testimonial and things like that, you know, that the fans are getting right behind it and everything else. What about you? You know, it's obviously a very busy time. How much are you finding the organisation of it? You and your good lady wife, of course, heavily involved in getting things together.
Well, I'll tell you something, if it wasn't for Jenny, I probably wouldn't be having this game, so I'm heavily indebted to her. She's took everything and the world on her shoulders to do it, and I'm just the yes man and sometimes bad cop, if I have to be bad cop when things. But yeah, obviously I'm super proud of her. She's been doing everything, graphics, so she's done the online shop, her and her dad did that, so very impressed with the computer skills, something that I would definitely not have been able to do without them. So I can only say thank you, and thanks to everybody who's been helping me so far and everybody who's been supporting me. I could not have done it without any of you. Thank you so much.
Hi, this is Matthew Roy. You're listening to Clan Chat.
Clan captain Matt Hayward joining us on Clan Chat. As you heard, we've had two former players announced as coming back for the big night. Well, one former player and a former coach, to be precise. And on Wednesday, the Purple Army went into meltdown when it was announced that Chris Frank was coming back. It's been 4.5 years since we saw him after spending 2 years here under Ryan Finnerty's coaching between 2013 and 2015. Frankie retired after leaving the Clan and nowadays works in pharmaceutical sales in Seattle, where he lives with his wife Gemma and their two kids. I spoke to him earlier this week, and as well as talk about the friendship with Matt and his favourite memory, he couldn't contain his excitement about coming back to Glasgow.
Yeah, I mean, my family and I are super pumped to come back to Glasgow, see a lot of familiar faces that we really got close to while we were there, and most importantly, get to see Matty Haywood again and some of the old faces like Scott Pitts, and celebrate a pretty awesome moment with Matt Haywood, and not just him but also the club on 10 years. It's well deserved for him.
Now, it's been a few years since you were here now, Frankie, but how much did you enjoy your time in Glasgow? Give us a reflection on how much you enjoyed it here.
It was awesome. You know, I was pretty fortunate in the UK to live in some pretty great places, but we definitely have a special place for Scotland, especially since my wife and I, Jem, had our firstborn there. Just great people. I mean, it's really just the things that everybody says who have played there. You know, everyone's very welcoming, supporters club, people that are involved with that and have been for a long time. Really help out anywhere they can, at any time they can. And, you know, the guys that were there beforehand just made life and the transition to Glasgow as a new face really easy for us. And one of those guys was definitely Matt Haywood as well. So, you know, it's going to be awesome coming back.
Now, this is where you get to say nice things about Matt. How much did you enjoy playing alongside him in that Clan team?
I enjoyed playing alongside him a lot more than I did against him. Yeah, I mean, that guy's just relentless, hard worker, does whatever he has to do for his team to help him win, and that made my life a lot more difficult when he was forechecking against me. You know, I tried my best to scare him off with some cross-checks here and there, but he just kept coming. So more times than not, he stayed around me, but playing with him was great. I mean, he was he's definitely a calming figure to have in a locker room and on the ice. And, you know, he's a level-headed guy. He was never too high, never too low. And it's just someone that has all the qualities you look for in a leader in the locker room, and especially being a British guy too. I mean, you know, that's pretty difficult, I think, for British guys who are surrounded by imports who, you know, may have had some NHL experience even, to still be looked up to by some of those imports who have that type of experience as someone to get advice from. And, you know, I thought he did a good job of being a leader and an ambassador for Elite League in Scotland.
So is it fair to say that if you were still playing now, you would quite like him as your captain?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he would be the first guy I would think of. You know, not only, you know, the big thing that I learned was imports, they don't really know exactly when they're new to the league what they're coming and what to expect. And, you know, if you have a good a couple good British players who have been on the team, have been around for a while and have proven themselves, those teams typically are the ones that are going to be most successful in the Elite League and be towards the top of the table. And Matt Haywood is just that kind of guy. You know, he reminds me of guys like Jason Hewitt and Matthew Myers around the league, and even Phillips out in Sheffield there. He has that kind of presence and respect, I think, and that kind of leadership will take a team a long way into making imports feel comfortable, giving them a real good idea of what to expect, and, you know, getting them used to the UK culture as well, because part of that transition is difficult for imports at times and can really affect the play on the ice. So if you have guys like Matt Haywood who can make that transition easier and show by example what the league like on the ice, you know, you're going to have a successful team, and I'd be happy to follow him.
Now, it means you'll be reunited with some old faces. The only two have been announced so far other than yourself as Matt Keith and Ryan Finnerty. How much did you enjoy working with those guys when you were here?
Well, I have a really good relationship with Finner. You know, I think if it wasn't for Finner, I probably would have retired about 3 years before I did. You know, I love playing against him. I feel like he and I were similar type of players. And when he transitioned to a coaching role and brought me over to Sheffield and then Scotland for a couple of years, you know, we've had a really good working relationship. And obviously we're friends, but, you know, you have to set the friendship aside. And sometimes that can cause friction. But Finner and I got on really well, so it's great playing with him. It's going to be awesome seeing him and meeting his new kid. I know he was always looking to be a dad, and, you know, I know he's going to be, probably is a great dad, of course. So it'll be fun meeting his wife, and I think he's got a little daughter. Is that right, Greg?
That's right, yep.
Yeah, it'll be awesome meeting them. And then Keith, he and I sat on the bus together on those long road trips the season we played together, and he's just a phenomenal guy. And, you know, I can't wait to hear how life's going with the firefighting and back in Vancouver, and, you know, just kind of talk about the old days in Glasgow, which seemed like they were light years ago, but I guess only a few years now.
Now, going back to Matt Haywood, the impression I get of him, I keep hearing that he was a shy guy growing up. He was quite shy, quite quiet, and everything else, but I got the feeling he gave as good as he got. Would that be true?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's super quick. He's super witty. So for me, I try to stay on his good side, because if he came at me with anything, I would have no quick response. I would probably just be left with my jaw open looking like an idiot, or just saying something that made no sense, which I normally do. But, he's got that good English dry sense of humor. And if you don't realize he's got that sense of humor, it'll catch you off guard. But, I love hanging around him and seeing how many cups of tea he was on by practice time. I think it was usually around 3 or 4, I feel.
So just how good were his grand sandwiches whenever you guys were on the road down in England? I know his grand used to make you guys a selection of sandwiches. How were they?
Unbelievable. I want to say there was a tuna option. I don't remember exactly, but I do remember always... I did hear Keither's interview, and he brought him up, and I totally forgot about those, to be honest with you. But I do remember always trying to be the first on the bus, especially, I think, was it the Coventry trip, maybe, where he would get them from? I can't remember, but I remember they were delicious, and having to fight them out with some of the boys on the bus. And fortunately, when I got to hang out with guys like leaders like Keither, and then the tough guys like Salt and Fitzy, they were able to help me out get those sandwiches.
So are there any memories of Matt Haywood that stick out for you when you look back on your time with him? You talked about what it was like to play against him, but is there a moment that makes you laugh whenever you think about him?
yeah, there's I feel like the last year, it was either my first in Scotland or my last one in Scotland there with you guys. And he was having a tough time at a certain point in the season, because you know those seasons are so long, and we can pick up different. We're all hurt at some point, but he picked up a couple bad injuries. I think that big boy Emerson Edinburgh, who was about close to 3 bills, I feel, caught him when he wasn't looking, and he was out for a bit with that. And he just had some bad luck with shoulder stuff, and it was just one of those seasons where we've all had them, where it's just some bad luck with injuries. But he came back from one of them, and we were actually in fight, and Woody's got the ultimate hockey nose, as is already. And I think he caught a puck or an elbow or something, that schnoz. And I just remember seeing it in his eye and his nose, and it felt so bad for him because he had such bad luck. But then that hockey nose was just even more prominent. I just couldn't stop staring at it as much as I tried to sympathize with the situation that was going on. And I couldn't help but laugh to myself. But, I mean, testament to him and what you expect. I think he came out of the cage probably in that same game, just kept plugging away and still going 100 miles an hour. But, yeah, so when he got that puck or that elbow to the nose, and it just made it even more prominent, that nose he's got, for some reason, that sticks out to me.
So there we go. Matt getting hurt made you laugh. I'm sure he'd be delighted to hear that, Frankie.
Oh, man, I'm sadistic. I don't know what.
Well, we've got a few months before you and Gemma and the family do come back over to Scotland, and, you know, it'll be great to see you again. I just want to check, would you like me to have a word with the league and make sure the Department of Player Safety is going to be off that night so you can actually get on the ice?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, if you could do me a solid and make sure Hixie isn't around, I think that'll help my case out for a while. But I don't know if I for all I know, I'd probably end the season with suspension somehow or another, but it's still carrying over. But I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. This is going to be my fourth testimonial game I'll get to play in, and those games are highlights when I think back to the good times I had in the UK in the Elite League. I can't wait to get back and see some old faces playing that game.
Hey, this is Jordan Haywood, and I listen to Clan Chat.
That was Chris Frank, one of the former Clan players, coming back for Matt Haywood's testimonial in February. That takes us on to the other person coming back, and former coach Ryan Finnerty was announced at the race night, which took place last week. Finnerty was the coach of the club, of course, for 4 years between 2013 and 2017, and is nowadays the head coach of the Manchester Storm. Ryan spoke to me about his team ahead of their visit to Glasgow on Sunday when I caught up with him, but we did ask him about the prospect of playing at Brayhead for the first time since he was a player with Sheffield Steelers back in 2012. But as well as talking about his team, we talked at length about what it was like to work with Matt Haywood, and he started by discussing how nice it was to be invited back to help celebrate his former player's big night.
Yeah, absolutely. I think spent a lot of time there and a lot of time with Matt and his development, and we had so many great years. It'll be good, and I mean, a little even sweeter that you know, a lot of the guys that are coming back were from kind of my era, and it'll be fun to catch up with some old boys.
Now, you coached for 4 years at the club. What's it going to be like to finally play in purple?
I don't know. We'll see how that goes. I'm gonna have to alter my style of play for the game, but it'll be a lot of fun. I think been a part of quite a few of these testimonials, and they all the atmosphere around it and the build up and after that was a lot of fun, and it'll be good to see that we met a lot of good close friends in Glasgow, so it should be a good time to come back with my family and reconnect with a bunch of people.
Now, Matt was one of the mainstays of your team during your 4 years. Can you remember when you first met him and what your first impressions were of him?
Yeah, he was kind of a, he seemed, I remember just being a really shy kid. He kind of had to double check to make sure he was there. He was pretty quiet, and as long as he had his tea in the morning, he was usually pretty content. And he was probably trying to mature beyond his years, would be a good way to put it. And I think Matty was the one guy looking to grow up where everybody was trying to get younger. He was an old man, an old man attitude in a young man's body.
And does it surprise you when you see him now? He's wearing the C for the Clan, and he's developed that much over that period of time.
Not really. I think, you know, he played such a big role for us. You know, during my time, you know, he could play up and down your lineup. He could, obviously, he was an incredible killer for me, and to this day. And then he could also fill out on the power play. You know, he was kind of a glue guy, I guess you could say. And, you know, he never hurt you, whether he was in your first line or your fourth line. And he never complained. And, you know, he's just, you know, there's a reason why he's a captain, and then probably will be the captain for a long, long time. And he's got a lot of Jonathan Phillips characteristics to him, and as a person and as a player as well. So I think, I'm not surprised. I think he's definitely a guy that every coach would love to have and, you know, be a part of his room.
Was he a go-to guy for you, especially when it came to bringing new guys into the team? Matt was the kind of guy, he knows the area, he knows the club. Was he the guy you sort of referred them on to?
Yeah, I think he kind of took that role, you know, during my time there. Obviously, we were, you know, the first part, we were all fairly new. It was a brand new team. And then, you know, the second year, we had some guys come in that stayed. And, you know, but I think Matty was kind of the one that was kind of the figure when you needed to find out about restaurants or directions or, you know, what's what and what's rent for like, and, you know, and where's the best places to live and why am I not living there? you know, kind of stuff. But no, he's just, like I said, he comes to work every day. He's a professional. He's just, it's a lot of fun to be around. You know, obviously the fans have known him, got to know him pretty well. And, you know, there's not a better word for bull. Craig, you get what you get with him. You know what you see is what you get. He isn't fake. He ain't trying to be anything he's not. So I always liked him. He's a lot of fun.
Now, we've heard from Matt Keith about how good a teammate he is, and we'll probably hear that from the other guys that get involved in this game as we go. How was he to coach?
As you could imagine, this, you know, the same way he is to start a conversation with. He's pretty easygoing. He's a professional. He doesn't cause any issues in the room, whether he, like I said, whether he's on the first or the fourth line playing 30 minutes or playing 10 minutes. You know, Matty does his job, and, you know, he's there for the team and cares about winning, and, you know, that makes it a lot easier to coach guys like that. And, you know, I think it rubs off on the teams. That's why, you know, Brayhead and Glasgow have had good teams and good guys. And, you know, I think this year he's kind of now getting the recognition publicly, and, you know, with the captaincy, and I think people now are kind of seeing what maybe was a bit of a hidden secret for a long time.
So have you started training already for the game, or is that going to start soon?
It always starts tomorrow. Thursday tomorrow seems like a good day. Plus, we've got a game tonight, you know. So, yeah, no. I mean, luckily, I mean, I've been on the ice, you know. But, yeah, no, playing, putting equipment on will be a bit different.
So what's the one thing that stands out most about Matt Haywood from your recollections of him? Matt Keith told us about his grand sandwiches whenever you guys were on away trips down in England and places like that. Is there anything like that kind of stands out from working with Matt?
Not a lot. The only thing I remember how much the tea piled up, because we always bought tea when we did a little experiment of buying the boys breakfast in the couple of years there, and as long as they cleaned up after themselves, which they never did. But we always had an abundance of tea, because there's only ever one guy who drank tea, maybe him and Barry. I just remember he always had to have his tea, his Yorkshire tea, where everybody's drinking coffee, sipping on tea. And yeah, I just, you know, when for Canadians, you don't see a lot of young guys drinking tea in the morning. Usually it's a quick cup of hard coffee and the way you go. But he was just always a constant professional. He was easy to coach, easy to be around, and a heck of a player when you actually break his game down and see what he actually does away from the puck. He's an honest player who every team would love to have.
Now, as luck would have it, Manchester Storm are coming to Glasgow on Sunday, so it's ideal that we've got you. And as we record, it's Wednesday afternoon. You've got two games to play between now and then. But when you look at your team and how they've performed so far, are you happy with what you've seen from them?
Yeah, I mean, like you know, we're extremely happy with the group we have, with the team we have, and, you know, obviously we haven't got the results. You know, we just, you know, we've been kind of a little snake bitten early and trying to, you know, struggle finding the net, but at the same time we're playing really, really good hockey. And, you know, we we're coming off a fairly good weekend here with you know, we played 3-3 and took 4 to 6 points there, and, you know, so we are riding a bit more confidence and playing Nottingham tonight and back in the Challenge Cup. So it's going to be it's a lot of hockey in a short period of time, but it also came at a good time for us, and we got some guys starting to feel better about themselves and the game and their game story. And, you know, we're excited. We think we have a team that can be a bit of a sleeper. You know, we're tough to play against, and you know, we just want to get some guys feeling good and confident, because we know that we have a good skill level in this team, and you know, I think we're just waiting for that explosion.
So how do you see Sunday's game going, if it's not too premature to ask? You've played Clan once before, but you've had a number of games since then where you've seen more of your team coming together a bit more. Do you expect anything different?
No, I think it's going to be a hard-fought game. Obviously, you know, it's going to be another, you know, tail end of, it'll be our third game that week. So, you know, hopefully we still got some good legs. But it's exciting for our new guys. We've got so many new guys that play in new buildings. It's always fun. It's a beautiful building there in Glasgow. And, you know, we want to get energized by that. And, you know, I think Glasgow's been, you know, they've been riding a hot streak and finding ways to win. And, you know, we got to make sure we're at our best to try to get something out of it.
Now, you lost a lot of players in the summer. A lot of guys moved on. Mike Hammond was one, of course. He moved on to Germany. How did you go about reconstructing this team? Was it a case of going back to the drawing board and basically starting again?
Yeah, I think we felt, obviously, we lost a lot of guys through retirement. Some guys moved on. Some was our choice. We wanted to get a bit younger. We wanted to establish something, you know, a point to build from. And, you know, we needed to bring in some young guys to do that, to, you know, develop them and hopefully hold on to them, you know, is our goal to get better and better. But at the same time, you know, we definitely got faster, and we still have some grit and some size, and, you know, but it just hasn't all come together yet. But we've seen a glimpse, especially over the last weekend, where we showed to be the team that we want to be and the team that we can be. And, you know, I think we ride an incredibly hot goaltender who gives us a chance to win. So it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of coaching and a lot of detail, and especially this early, trying to get a crew, you know, relatively all brand new crew to bond and gel and, you know, find some chemistry. And I think we're definitely getting there and getting better week by week here.
Now, I'm curious, do you enjoy encounters with the Clan perhaps more than other fixtures because of perhaps your previous history with the club, or is that just complete nonsense?
I think it's kind of gone now. Obviously, you always want to do well against any former team, but I wouldn't, you know, that first year, obviously, you know, 2 years ago, it was pretty fresh, and of course, you know, there's you know, players going both ways, but I think now it's just become you know, another game, and, you know, and if it means more for the fans and they want to get up, then that's brilliant. But for us, you know, we just, you know, for myself and for this team, obviously this team have no idea who any of those players were. It's just, you know, it's in the past, it is, but at the same time, it does have a special feeling. It's always fun to come back and into Glasgow, and it's good to see, you know, a lot of former players on that team as well. So it's good to see the, you know, Springs and Pitty and Becks and Stanny and those guys. So yeah, it is, you know, I guess in that sense, you probably know more, personally know more players on that team, but, you know, at this stage, it is just another game.
So how does that help with the preparation and talking about those guys that you know, having worked with them before? Does that help your preparations when it comes to getting your team ready for a game against the Clan?
Well, I guess you may have a bit of insight into their game and areas that they're dangerous from, and, you know, but at the same time, it's, you know, when you study a team and not individuals, really.
Let's ask about Zach Sullivan. He's another player that made the switch from Glasgow down to Manchester. How's he settled into the team so far this year?
He's been great. You know, he's playing well. He's playing good minutes. Scored some goals. He's been a good addition. I think it's been a good, obviously great pickup for us. But I think he's enjoying his time and you know, a little bit of change of scenery for him. And, you know, but I know that I know that he's, he's very fond of his time in Glasgow and being on. It's just never easy to leave after such a long time in one spot, but he's definitely picked up where he left off here, and he's having a great season for us.
And finally, what have you made of the overall quality of the league this season so far? We've seen a few surprise results along the way, surprise inverted commas. You guys especially have taken points off Belfast, among others. What have you made of it all?
Obviously the league's good. It's pretty, I think it's closer than what we thought. I think the top teams, invested a lot of money this year, to improve where they were than the years before. And, I think on paper it may look, some lineups look drastically more expensive or, more experienced. But I think when you break it down, it still takes a team to win. And it's a good challenge, especially for teams like us, to compete and see these, see these guys. And we've pretty much seen everybody in the league apart from Guildford and Fife now. And, I think it's going to be a close race. I don't know if a team's going to jump out and run away with it. It might be too early for that, but I like the fact that everybody's competing, and there is no given games. And whether you're in Manchester, Dundee, Belfast, or Cardiff, if you don't show up, you're not going to win. And I think that's all you can ask for.
Hey, Clan fans, Craig Moore here, and you're listening to Clan Chat.
Former Clan coach and current Manchester Storm boss Ryan Finnerty telling us about his team at the end there. Clan versus Manchester Storm faces off at 4:30 on Sunday, and tickets are available via the website claniHC.com. Before we go, we set a Clan conundrum at the start of the show, where we asked that Jack Musial picked up a total of 11 points in the league and Challenge Cup last season, made up of 5 goals and 6 assists. What we wanted to know is how many of those 11 points did he pick up against the Dundee Stars in games against them last season? The answer is 4 points, with Jack scoring twice and assisting in 2 more against Omar Pasha's men. And that solves another Clan conundrum. Another one to come next time.
Hi, I'm Lyndon Springer, and you're listening to The Clan Chat.
So that's all for now. Keep up to date with The Clan by checking out the website, claniHC.com, or by following us on social media. Like the official Facebook page or follow on Twitter and Instagram at claniHC. Get your tickets for this Sunday's game against Manchester Storm via the website, and don't miss out on what will be a great weekend of action. Plenty of Halloween stuff to look forward to this week. Face-off is at 4:30 p.m. If you want to join the OSC after hearing OSC Chairman Roddy Brown on the show a couple of weeks ago, check them out on the Clan website, claniHC.com, and find them under the Fan Zone category, where all information and upcoming events can be found. If you haven't yet, you can subscribe to the Clan Chat podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Audioboom. And if you do, new episodes will automatically download to your device. I want to extend my thanks to our guests this week, Matt Haywood, Chris Frank, and Ryan Finnerty, for their time and contribution for this week's show. Also thanks to producer Stuart Priest for putting this together and making us all sound super. And my final thanks are to you for listening and downloading. We'll be returning very soon for another episode of Clan Chat. I'm Craig Anderson. Bye for now.
Knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances, and get an additional 10% off 2 or more select major appliances. Plus, get 3 Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.